WJT Ryan Stevenson hitting all the high notes at 7:21, and just as you are, good morning to you, Kaylin and Fred with you.
Fred, can you do those high notes?
Not
right
at 7:21.
Neither can I. Hey, weather-wise, today we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds, a little humid, high of 87, tonight cloudy, low of 65, and your winning Wednesday is looking a little rainy with some scattered thunderstorms throughout the day and some gusty winds in the afternoon, high of 77. Right now, we're seeing 68 in Harrisburg, Lancaster, and Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, Pastor David Wolverton. He's the lead pastor at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Elizabethtown. He is an author and a very longtime friend of many of us here at WJTL. Good morning again, David.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
David's written a new book. It's called Profit and Loss. I love the cover, and it has like a mosaic on it. And I understand that mosaic is kind of a theme that you have expressed in your book about grief. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, many of us may remember some of the principles of grief that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross introduced a number of years ago, that there were stages. And for a long time, we viewed those stages in a linear sequential way. You go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. But that really didn't fit well for most people. And so then they started to think that maybe grief happened in a circular way, a cyclical way, that
right.
Every year that you had to, you know, go through certain firsts, first birthdays without the loved one, first anniversaries, things like that. Well, that didn't even fit because most people were not linear or sequential in how they had emotional reactions to loss. And so my way of looking at this is that grief is best viewed mosaically, that when a loss or a significant event happens to us, that event imprints itself onto a tile, a single tile, metaphorically speaking. And that tile is best viewed over time from a distance from the event. Because right in the event, all we're looking at is that individual tile. Our emotions, our loss, our significant experience, that's all we can see. And yet the further back we look, we see that that tile is connected to other tiles, which are connected to other tiles, which are connected to other tiles. The basic principle from a faith perspective is that I believe that God never wastes anything, including our losses,
right.
To shape out the character of who we are as followers of Jesus and how we can represent a greater plan. God has a plan. Sometimes we can't see it.
Right.
Sometimes we can't experience it in front of our eyes. Sometimes we ask the larger questions of why now, why this, and yet we don't have the answers. But the greater trust that we have is that God will not waste it. He will bring it all together, and He will make everything beautiful in its time, as Solomon shares with us in the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes.
So he is seeing the big picture of our tiles. But are you saying that other people, as we lead, are also seeing the results of that?
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we feel the emotions and the stress of the loss, and we fail to realize that God is sovereign even over our pain.
Mm.
And if we can hang in there, we can trust the God, even when we don't see the loss being redemptive, we can trust God is a God who redeems all things.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the mosaic.
So as far as the five stages of grief, you kind of address them in some of the chapters as well, using some of the prophets throughout the Bible. Tell us about that.
So the book is basically five main chapters, and each chapter is built around one of the five main, there are many, but five main stages of of grief that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross had put out. There's denial, there's anger, there's bargaining, there's depression, and there's acceptance. And so each of those chapters is basically my way of equipping leaders, pastors, and how to view that from their own life story, and therefore empowering them to be better at leading their organizations and themselves through this process towards the greater, healthier framework that God has in mind. Now, in addition to each of those chapters, as a lead-in to each of those chapters, I take five biblical prophets, both Old and New Testament, and I help them kind of become less iconic and more real human beings.
Right.
And I extrapolate from what we know scripturally. I create a storyline because we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And I create a storyline that helps tell their story. And I utilize their story to help create a pathway for us to appreciate and understand God's greater plan in the losses that we go through.
Very cool. This book is available pretty much anywhere you can get a book.
Anywhere.
Probably the best place to go, davidwolverton.net. They can also find out about Mission Rift, your first book there.
Yes.
We wish you the best for this book. I do hope that it reaches your goal of helping to equip leaders and equip the church to deal with their grief and to allow that mosaic to happen in their lives as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It really is my heart to help pastors and leaders to equip the congregations and organizations to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in the world. We desperately need that now.
Yeah.
This is a significant year where conflict wants to polarize us. God has a plan, and we need to remember He's sovereign.
I can affirm that that is your heart, David. Mm-hmm. Most certainly. Thank you for being here. The book, Profit and Loss, Embracing Grief, Nurturing Resilience, and Harnessing Authentic Leadership, available anywhere you can find books, or visit online davidwolverton.net. Or
we're giving you a chance to win it today, so you can call in today to win Profit and Loss. I'm going to take the second caller. You can call 717-392-3690. That's 717-392-FM90. So call now. Second caller is getting this book.
David, thanks for visiting.
Thank you, Fred.
It's always great to see you. Have a great rest of your day.
Psalm 100. You as well, my friend.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his